Hello, foodies. This is Earth Eats, a weekly program of green food and real living, real green food living, green living with real food. I'm Annie Corrigan, and like every week, I'm joined by Chef Daniel Orr. He's a Columbus, Indiana native, hometown boy made good into a world-renowned chef. This is an episode about snacking with a recipe for a different and super tasty way to approach a green favorite.
Who can say no to a snack? No one in their right mind, that's who. The Spanish call them tapas, and they make a daily event of them, a light fourth meal. And when I was in Manhattan, there was a whole grazing craze that went on for a few years. But basically what those dishes were snacks. The food can be serious, but more important, it must be serious fun. I always like to throw in a few curveballs just to keep folks on their toes. When the portions are small and the prices are reasonable, people are willing to take a chance on something they might not generally order in a more formal sit-down dinner. Beef tongues, anyone? All cultures have snacks. Most of them have street food that you can use for inspiration. You can do theme parties around Thai, Indian, Brazilian, Puerto Rican, or Russian street foods. Celebrate your own ethnic background with friends or discover someone else's. Snacks are a great way to learn about the cuisines of the world in micro portions. So if you're feeling a bit lonely, invite a friend over for a snack. They can't turn you down.
To the kitchen. I know I'm sure ready for a snack. So, Chef, what do you have for us today?
So, as I said before, snacks are something that no one can say no to. And today we're going to do a sweet pea and tofu guacamole.
You heard him right. Guacamole, but with no avocado. This is definitely a unique dish. And whether you love snacks or Mexican food, or if you're a vegetarian or not, you're going to love this. So check out the recipe on our website at wfiu.org/earth-eats. Follow along with pictures of Chef Orr prepping this dish, and listen to older episodes while you're there. We're bringing you everything but the taste, basically, on the website. Alrighty, let's see what this dish is all about.
What I like about the sweet peas is that it's very low in fat. It has a really nice sweet flavor. And I take it, another step by adding the tofu, which adds a nice protein source. So it's very lean, but it has a lot of flavor in it. And it's so simple. All you need is a good blender. I'm going to add some silken tofu, which is the soft tofu. You'll find that in your produce section in the grocery store. It's almost like when you puree it, it's almost like a sour cream or yogurt texture to it. All right, so we have that. We're going to add the sweet peas. And these sweet peas have just been blanched, which means cooked in some boiling salted water until the skins become tender. And then we shock them in ice water. I'm going to add a little bit of extra virgin olive oil. I'm going to add some garlic, and a lot of times you'll see garlic that has this little green sprout coming out of it, and that's the germ of the garlic. It's the plant actually trying to grow, all right? And what you want to do is you want to remove that. And the reason you do that is if people have problem digesting garlic, it's usually this is what they're having trouble with.
This is a handy little tip, for sure. I was definitely one of those digestionally challenged garlic eaters, but removing that green germ fixes it. Ah, but enough about me. Back to you, Chef.
Okay, I've got some chopped ginger. Okay, I'm going to chop up that garlic. And just kind of do a rustic cut. It's going to be pureed anyhow. I added a nice handful of mint, which is going to take it to another level of flavor, and some hot sauce. All right, and then basically it's just a matter of pureeing it. And I got to turn on the electricity to do that.
I'll spare you the couple minutes of blending you'll need to do at this point. Doesn't exactly make for good radio, you know.
Okay, we have a really nice smooth consistency now, and I'm going to add a little fresh cracked pepper. Always use fresh pepper. If you buy that ground pepper, it's been probably ground for a year or two, so it's lost a lot of its essential oils and all the aroma. Okay, a little bit of kosher salt. You're just going to blend one more time.
Okay, as always,
you're going to taste and make sure that you've got the good flavor. Place some of our homemade corn tortilla chips. Decorate it with a little fresh mint sprig. And I think that could go in one of the poshest dining rooms or right in front of the TV when you're watching the Super Bowl.
There you have it. Sweet pea and tofu guacamole.
Give it a try. See how you like it.
Yeah, I like it. It's really good. This snack break was presented to you by the folks at WFIU Public Media from Indiana University. Chef Daniel Orr is the man behind the magic here at Earth Eats. Special thanks to him for making one of my new favorite dishes. I am Annie Corrigan, and we'll be seeing you again next week.